Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Judge bars new road in Montana wilderness. A federal judge in Billings, Montana, has rejected a landowner's lawsuit to require almost 9 miles of new road construction to reach a private parcel deep within Montana's Epsaroka-Beartooth Wilderness area. In an April 2nd ruling, U.S. Magistrate Judge Richard Anderson concluded that existing trail and helicopter access to the landowner's property was adequate to permit use of the property while preserving the pristine and primitive nature of the wilderness. This ruling protects one of our nation's most outstanding wilderness areas from a misguided road proposal, but it also represents a victory for the entire wilderness system, said Earth Justice Attorney Tim Presso, who represented the Wilderness Society, Montana Wilderness Association, Greater Yellowstone Coalition, Park County Environmental Council, and Wilderness Watch in opposing the landowner's lawsuit. The law does not require destruction of the public's wilderness every time somebody buys property within a wilderness area and wants to drive to it, Presso added. The court ruling was in response to a lawsuit filed in December of 2000 by the Epsaroka Trust, a trust established by Livingston resident James Severs. The trust sought to overturn a decision by the U.S. Forest Service denying a request to build a 20-foot-wide gravel road through the Epsaroka-Beartooth Wilderness area to access a 120-acre private inholding property consisting of former mining claims. The Forest Service estimated that 8.6 miles of new road would be required to reach the property. The trust sought the proposed road to log and mine the inholding property and to construct and operate a hunting and fishing lodge. In its lawsuit, the trust asked the court to order the Forest Service to permit road construction and to require the taxpayers to pay all construction costs. The court's ruling rejected that request, finding that existing non-motorized access to the property was adequate under federal law. When you buy land in a wilderness area, you shouldn't expect to drive to it, much less to have the taxpayers subsidize your road access, said Bob Ecke, Northern Rockies Regional Director for the Wilderness Society. This is an important decision that should have impacts way beyond the AB wilderness, added George Hanikas of Wilderness Watch. In many parts of the country, private landowners are demanding motor vehicle access across wilderness lands. This ruling shows that managers can and should say no. Protecting wilderness comes first. Alaska dam removal allows fish passage. An inoperable dam on the Chattanooga River in Alaska has been removed to allow fish access to more than 65 miles of upstream habitat. The Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association, working in partnership with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Land Management, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and contractor Sandstrom & Sons, Incorporated of Anchorage, Alaska, removed the dam earlier this year. The project restores fish passage to more than 65 miles of upland stream habitat for Chinook and Chum salmon, as well as whitefish, sheafish, Arctic grayling, and northern pike, and creates new opportunities for recreation on the waterway. The Davison Ditch Diversion Dam, located on the Chattanooga River east of Fairbanks, was used to provide electricity for industrial uses from the mid-1920s until the 1950s. The dam was rendered inoperable by a 1967 flood, and 12 years later, the federal license was surrendered to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Using $144,000 in federal funds, the Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association oversaw the removal of 75 feet of double-wall sheet pile located in the river channel. The Chattanooga Dam Project is the most ambitious fish passage restoration project yet undertaken in Alaska, said Dave Allen, Alaska Regional Director for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It was completed in a collaborative, cost-effective manner by a broad public-private partnership for the benefit of Chattanooga's fishery resources and the public that enjoys this accessible river. Earth First Radio thanks the Environment News Service for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on by,